So I wanted to share something. I think I'm going to start doing this. I think I'm going to start sharing my experiences with my guests on the show and kind of give you an insight of who these people are and like kind of my feeling towards them, you know? So let's start. Let's see. Let's start with La India, legendary salsera. I met her back about 2 summers ago down in the city with a friend. It was really late at night and it was kind of the ending to our night. We were drinking, we were hungry, and we went to her dad's spot where he did security, and it was called Cafeteria. And the food was slamming. They had the best mac and cheese and some great dessert and good burgers. So we're sitting there, we're ordering, and I look to the side and I see this lady with 2 guys having a beer, a Corona, talking and kind of laughing and kind of resembling La India. And my heart and my gut just lets me know that I have to be right. So I whisper over to my friend and I'm like, oh my God, I think that's La India. What would be the chances? What would be the chances? Anything is limitless, right? Anything is possible. So I start kind of taking notice of her mannerisms, her nails, her hair, the way she's speaking, how she's throwing back the Coronas. And I'm like, yeah, I think this is her. And if it's her, whatever I'm feeling right now at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, we got to make this happen. So I get really nervous. I get really like shaky and excited. My friend is like, nah, that's not her. Yeah, maybe it is her. Oh my God, is it? Da-da-da. So we go back and forth with that. I'm like, look, if it's her, I got to get this interview because when am I ever going to bump into her ever again just like this? Well, after a few minutes of finally calming my nerves and saying, oh my God, God is amazing, I go up to her and it's her. And she was very gracious. We spoke for a little bit. I let her have her time. I came back. I asked her for some, maybe a little bit of chat time outside before she left for the evening so I can air it on my show. And she agreed to it. And at that moment, we were going through Puerto Rico crisis and the hurricane. So Puerto Rico was much of the talk in the interview, but I was still able to sit with her for about 20 minutes. And do a 6-minute conversation on our phones with my little microphone. And it was great. It was great. She's beautiful in person. She was a little tipsy, but she was very nice. She wasn't sloppy. And it was just a moment in time. Let me see who else. Chris Rivers. Chris Rivers is the son of Big Pun, the late Big Pun. And I was Instagramming him for a while, but now that I know him, he's not too much into answering back Instagram messages. Not that he's not humble. It's just there's so many. He says it overwhelms him, but he's getting better. And he is getting better because I've seen him respond more to his audience. But so anyway, I'm with a radio friend and it's a Saturday and I think we're coming from happy hour or we're leaving to go to happy hour after a show that we were doing. And this was by DSN. And we pull up and I'm like, oh my God, that's Chris Rivers. So everybody's like, yeah, it's Chris Rivers. So he's here all the time. And I'm like, you don't understand. I've been emailing him like crazy. I've been Instagramming him. I need to get out this car right now and get his attention. I jump out the car. I go up to him and I'm saying, you. And I point to him. You. I've been looking for you. And he says, who, me? So I introduce myself. He gives me a hug. He gives me a kiss. He tells me nice to meet me. And we take a picture. And now about maybe 2.5 years later, I've interviewed him twice. And he's pretty amazing. And you guys need to go get his new album that he got out. He's pretty fun in studio. He's talkative. And he's very interesting. There's something very earthly about him. And I'm just going to keep it that way. Who else? I've met so many people. Ralph McDaniels. I've had him on my show for a whole hour and a half. And he has a great memory. He's humble as shit. And he appreciated my persistence with him. I had met him at Queens Library for a hip-hop 101 type of seminar. And I switched business cards with him and took a picture and met him that day. And I was just very persistent. And he was nice, but there was a serious side to him. So I wasn't too sure, like, how would that turn out. But he was actually very humble. And he responded to my texts. And he responded to my emails. And he came by to the Bronx to do my Nightline show for 2 hours. He was there with me. I bought him food. And we just spoke about the history of Video Music Box. And it was amazing. So I can go on and on and on. I'm going to give you one more person. Victor Almazal. He is from Power Empire and 1155, which is being shown on Showtime. And it's a movie that he starred in. And when I saw it, I thought he was cute. I thought he was handsome. And the acting was good. I never thought of meeting him or anything like that. But there was one time I was on Instagram and he popped up on a Instagram video of him doing like a interview or something. And I reached out to him and he right away answered me back and we set something up without him even knowing who I was. And now I've had him on my show twice and now we speak at least once a month or every other week. And the love is there and he's the coolest freaking dude ever. He's from Queens, Dominican, and he's coming out with some new stuff. So check out the music and check out a new series he is recording and taping as we speak in LA that will be showing on TV. We'll continue this conversation because I have so many others. But that's just a little snippet of who I've come across and remember and stay very in tune with. I've interviewed CKA, K7, and the two other members. And K7 was a dream come true because I grew up with him. And I knew him for a while through Fever Records already. And I finally got him in November, I think 2017 or 2016. And he looked very handsome and he was ready. And it was him by himself. And we powwowed it out for 2 hours on Nightline TV. He gave me the whole history of TKA. He gave me the whole history of every member. He even called me behind the scenes to tell me the real deal, which would not be disclosed. But it was a great interview. It was a great interview. And the other two called in on another day on Nightline Radio when I was doing Nightline. And Trey Deuce had just gotten sick and had a kind of like a medical scare, and he ended up coming to my show and wanting to talk about the medical scare and to thank the fans and the support and the love. And he actually got very emotional and he teared up. I teared up with him and it was all caught on camera. It was all caught on Nightline Radio. And it was a very good, it was a moment of a man and a man of artistry to be vulnerable and to let people know he's human just the way we all are. And that was a moment me and him shared. We also had color coordinated outfits on, so like we had the same colors on without even planning it, but it was like reverse. So like if my shirt was if my jacket was green, his shirt was green. My hat was black, his hat was the same color but reverse. It was really a dope time that we had. I mean, I've interviewed Darren Henson, Mr. Funky from Lords of the Underground. Do It All. Do It All is one person that I will always remember his hug. I remember hugging him and saying, wow, he's a good hugger. And he was very humble with the history of hip hop and was very excited about his new venture into politics. He ended up running for politician in New Jersey. Didn't get the spot, but he still did a good run. And, you know, he's still very inspirational. Like I said, I can just go on and on and on, but we're going to stop there. Oh, one more. Angie Martinez. So, it was Windows of Hip Hop that took me under to be part of their group. And this year, last year was tons of great people. I finally met Swiss Beats. I got to interview him. Swiss Beats was cool as shit. The minute he met me, he was like, oh my God, I love your energy. So right there, that just made me feel really well. And he took the time out to speak to me, and it was great, but it was a fast in and out chat with him because it was just crazy that night. So anyway, I interviewed a few people that evening, but then this year they had said that Andrew Martinez was going to be on the list. And I was very excited because I grew up with Andrew Martinez. I love Andrew Martinez. She's the reason why I do what I do. She's the reason why I discovered this love for radio and television. And I was ecstatic. I was so excited I didn't even want to talk about it. I didn't know how I was going to approach her. I didn't know if she was going to like me. But I had met her back in the day as an intern at Hot 97. DJ Enough had introduced me to her. And she was cool as shit, but I didn't get to like really hang out with her like that. Because my internship was ending. So after all these years and 4 years back into the business, I finally get to meet her face to face. I put my big girl panties on and I'm like, you know what? This is gonna fucking happen. And I went up to her and I introduced myself. I told her that I remember her from before, and I showed her a picture of us, and we did an interview, and I wanted probably like 2 minutes of her time, and she ended up giving me 8 minutes of her time and was very patient with us figuring out the lighting and the camera. And there was a part that media wanted to get at her, other media, I think News 12 or something like that, and Lisa Evers was with her, and she had told me, you know, let me just take care of this, because when I speak with you, I don't want to be in a rush. And she did exactly that, and I waited my turn, and she says, now we can talk without having to be in a rush. And she gave me a hug and a kiss. She called me mamita a couple of times. And I was just able to bond with her. And she also told me that age does not mean a thing. It doesn't matter how old you are. When you love something, you go after it. She also had told me why it took so long for me to get in touch with her. I should have bothered everyone to get to her. And I told her because I wanted to do this on my own. So she was everything that I wanted her to be. I do have another person that it was just a dream come true to meet him. And it was him and her that made my wishes come true when I met them. Met the man I met backstage at a concert. He was doing at BB King's in the Thanksgiving season last year, I believe. And I was doing Instagram stories and hitting him up on Instagram for months, and he was off Instagram because there was a situation that people were bad talking his wife, and he kind of just went kind of ghost on Instagram. So I wasn't able to get his attention, but through people and networking, people kept seeing these posts. So everyone that I would come across with is like, did you get Met the Man yet? So even on my interviews, people would be like, yo, Method Man, get in line. Yes, this is looking for you. So it became like a thing. And it became a thing that people were following and hoping to see it happen. I had so much faith that I knew by the end of the year I would meet him somehow, somewhere. I don't know how, where, who, but I was going to meet him. And I finally did. Eddie B. Swift connected me to the DJ Method Man and Redman, DJ Dice, and they, out of nowhere, were having a show at BB King's before BB King's closed down, and I was able to meet DJ Dice, and he gave me all backstage pass, and I waited hours and hours, and when Method Man arrived, I was able to get to him because of DJ Dice. And it was amazing. It was amazing. It was the best time, the best hug I ever got. I was like a 14-year-old child all over again. And I'm going to end it on that because now it's 14:23. And I'm 14 years old and it's 420. If you get it. Anyway, get in line. Continuation of my experience with my guest on the D Essence Show.